The total number of confirmed COVID-19 infections now stands at just over 45,000 cases, according to the state of Michigan. Lately, the daily number of new cases has been trending downward, but in a briefing last week, the state's top medical executive, Dr. Janae Caldoun, noted an emerging concern.
To date, the vast majority of cases have still been in Southeast Michigan. However, while the rate of rise is slower in Southeast Michigan, we are seeing an increase in the rate of rise in other parts of the state, particularly in the western part.
Dustin Dwyer covers West Michigan for Michigan Radio, and he's been looking into what's behind the rising coronavirus numbers there. Hey, Dustin.
Good morning.
Dustin, what are the numbers showing for West Michigan?
Well, in that same briefing last week, Dr. Caldoun mentioned cases had gone up 48% in Kent County, 41% in Muskegon, and 23% in Ottawa County. That's in late April compared to early April. It is important to note that those are coming off of really low numbers earlier in the month. Both Muskegon and Ottawa counties had fewer than 400 confirmed cases each. And Kent County, which is much larger, has just over 2,000 cases at this point, which is still a fraction of the total number of cases in Southeast Michigan overall.
So smaller overall numbers, but those numbers are still rising. Do we know why?
Doug, there's two possible explanations. One is the virus is spreading more in West Michigan. The second is that testing has gotten better, so the region is identifying more cases. So I put that question to the head of Kent County's health department. His name is Dr. Adam London. Here's what he told me.
So I think both are true. I think the actual prevalence of infection in the community has increased. However, I think that the increase in testing is probably the larger explanation for our numbers in Kent County. Over the past several weeks, we've gone from a couple hundred tests being done here in Kent County to approximately 1,000 tests per day.
But Dustin, testing capacity has increased statewide. So what is different in Kent County?
According to Adam London, one thing that's different in Kent County is that the health department isn't sitting back waiting for cases to come to them. They've gone out to places like nursing homes, group homes, homeless shelters, and they've just tested everyone there regardless of symptoms. And it is true that that's happened in other places as well. But again, if you're starting from low numbers in West Michigan, those numbers of new cases are just going to show up more in the percentage increase. So you can look at what happened at Mel Trotter. It's a homeless shelter in Grand Rapids. Dennis Van Campen is the president there. He says they had already been screening their guests since March, doing temperature checks multiple times a day, asking people about coughing or headaches.
And then if we encounter someone that is symptomatic, to send them immediately to the hospital or a health center, and then they go from there.
So those people were already taken out of the group setting. But then what happened is the health department went in and tested all the rest of the people who had passed the screening. They tested 251 guests. They got 69 positives. That's 27%. And Adam London at the health department says that's been pretty typical in these group settings. They're getting a lot more positives, and the majority are asymptomatic.
Dustin, what about the people who aren't living in any of these settings that are being targeted by the county? How easy is it for other residents to get a test in West Michigan?
There is still a screening process, so it's not as if just anyone can walk in and get a test all of a sudden. They ask that you do a screening online or you make a phone call. But they are doing 1,000 tests a day in Kent County alone, and I haven't heard too many complaints about people who really feel they have symptoms who aren't able to get a test at this point.
So I guess in the end, the question for a lot of people will be, how worried should they be about this rise in cases in the western part of the state?
That's certainly what I've been asking myself these past few weeks since I live in Grand Rapids. I feel like after looking deeper into the numbers, this is definitely something to keep an eye on, but it's maybe not as alarming as you might think. Dr. Adam London told me one really positive sign is that despite this rise in positive cases, the total number of people in the hospital, it's been pretty flat for a few weeks in Kent County. And the deaths are not rising dramatically like we saw in Southeast Michigan. But what it does show is that the virus is here. I mean, you can't pretend that it's just not in West Michigan. And all the measures that people have been taking to keep distance and maybe to shut down businesses, those have had an effect, according to people like Adam London. If we start to open back up, then that's something that we need to keep an eye on.
That's Michigan Radio's Dustin Dwyer. Dustin, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Doug.
This is Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.